Updates, injury-wise, really no new updates. We'll keep you guys posted on Wednesday. But nothing new to report injury-wise. Any questions?
You don't know what day he's going to have surgery or anything?
You know, again, waiting on the medical staff. I know he did fracture his fourth metacarpal, so something will be done.
Do you know of any players that have played you before?
Say that?
Do you know of any players that have, running backs that have played
you? Not off the top of my head, no.
How do you go about assessing Tim Tebow when he has the first, when he plays a certain way, the first 55 minutes of the game, and the last five completely different?
Well, we said all along, you know, Tim's a work in progress. It's only his fourth start in the National Football League. You know, he'll just continue to get better. I think he'd tell you, I know, I'd tell you, I liked, you know, the last 5 minutes better than the first 55. But, you know, those are things that he knows it, we know it, and we feel like he'll improve.
Do you feel you need to run that type of offense the whole game rather than the last five?
What is that type of offense?
More hurry up, more spread, more conducive for what fits Tebow.
If you really watched the whole game, there was a lot of that in there. It was just a little bit more successful in the last five than, say, the first 55.
Why was it more successful, do you think?
You know, you made some better passes. We protected better. You know, we had receivers make great catches. I mean, you know, Demarius' catch on the out route and Fells' catch down the middle. You didn't see all those, and we threw the ball earlier in the game, and we didn't have those big plays that we had there at the end. You know, Matt Willis' play. You know, it was an excellent throw by Tim. It was a good run after catch by Matt, and you know, put us in the red area.
I think you ran the ball on first down, the first 13 first downs you had. Is it fair to interpret that as you're trying to protect Tebow to some extent?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at our rush totals, you know, I think they're maybe one of the top five around here. And, you know, truth be told, if we don't miss two field goals, that game's tied at halftime. So we didn't get the points, but we were productive and took what they gave us, you know, for a large majority of the game.
You talk about the contributions of Daniel Fells without Julius Thomas. I mean, Julius was supposed to be kind of one of those guys stretched the field, but over the last few games, he's really taken on that role and made some big catches.
Yeah, I think, you know, early on he was an acquisition, you know, free agent acquisition. You know, Daniel, I think, brings a lot to the table. He's played the game. He's, you know, not an old player, but, you know, he's experienced NFL football, you know, as a starter or as a contributor. And early on we saw that he had great football character, and, you know, he's gotten more acclimated to what we're doing. You know, he's gotten better each week. You know, as far as Julius and Virgil, they're both rookies. You know, we're, you know, still figuring them out. This has been a little bit of a setback for Julius as far as the ankle sprain. Back in the Cincinnati game, and, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll be closer this week to making a contribution. But, you know, we're young at the position. You know, two of the three guys, you know, we picked up Dante Rosario, you know, to really kind of fill the need for Julius being inactive. And they all contributed. You know, Daniel probably the most recognizable yesterday.
He's good a pass catcher as you thought?
Yeah. He made a big catch, you know, I know on us, in my old team, a year ago, you know, on a critical play, and so we knew what he was capable of.
Made two moves in the secondary. One, you put Champ back on the outside, and Will Hyde in the nickel, and then the other, Carter, for the most part, in place of Raheem. Can you talk about your thinking on making those changes?
Well, again, you know, we're finding out about our football team. You know, I've mentioned it at the quarterback position. You know, and then same thing defensively. You know, Quentin Carter's a guy we hold in high regard, you know, not much different than Raheem Moore. They're young players, though, that we're finding out about, putting them in positions that they can help us win, and that was the move we made, and I thought he had a good day. As far as the move, you know, we did match up Champ, you know, on Marshall. That required him to be outside most of the time. And put Will Hyde inside with Goody playing, you know, the other outside corner. on pass downs. So, you know, we've got some guys that we're finding out about. You know, we threw Chris Harris in there. You know, he had two critical pass breakups late. You know, so we're still finding out about our team. I mean, it's our sixth game together.
Do you think Tebow gives this team a better chance to win?
I'll probably never use that statement again. It does get thrown back at me quite a bit. You know, I mean, we're 2-4, and, you know, he's 2-2 as an NFL starter, and we'll just leave it at that.
What are the keys to getting an onside kick that everybody knows is coming to work?
Well, I've been involved in 357 games in my coaching career, and it's never once happened to me. So, you know, that game had a lot of highlights to it. I'm not sure that anybody's ever come back from a 15-point deficit in 42 years. So it was a unique situation, and it was exciting to be part of.
So you're in your 358th game. You've never had an onside kick. Do you not even watch at this point? Do you just figure they're going to get it? I mean, what's going through your mind at that moment?
Well, what happens a lot is you get into those situations, and I've been a part of a lot of calculations. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to recover the onside, and, you know, because it's mathematical. I have somebody else doing it for me. I've been a part of a lot of those conversations, and I think that's the first time I can remember, you know, all that stuff happening. That makes sense.
When you kick it in the air like that, as opposed to kicking it on the ground and hoping for a bounce, is the design that you're hoping your guy can get to it in the air before their guy does?
Yeah, I mean, we've had it, you know, it was done to us in the Green Bay game. You guys saw it, I saw it, it was right in front of me. You know, that's what our kicker can execute the best, and we've practiced that a lot. We practiced it a lot during the bye week, and, you know, it's like a good golf shot. I mean, you've got to hit it right, and you've got to hit it the right distance, and you know, the right elevation. And it was a great effort by, you know, our guys covering it to knock it loose, because they actually had it first. You know, so I thought it was a well executed kick. You know, much like the one we were on the other side of.
But would you? I mean, given your history, were you just stunned that you saw someone with your own jersey coming out with the ball at that point?
No. Yeah. Unfortunately, in those 358-7, whatever the calculates to be, I've been on the other side of it. All right, but this is the first time being on the good side.
You're on a roll.
When the team was struggling, did you ever consider putting Kyle in the game?
I'm not going to get into every conversation, every consideration, every thought, because there was a lot of them, and I probably couldn't recite them.
Earlier, you were rattling off kind of the things that went wrong early in protection, receivers not catching. How critical are you guys going to be as a staff and players maybe of themselves during film sessions today? Because everybody's so excited at the end in the locker room, happy, but I would imagine that 55 minutes of tape.
Well, I think they understand that, you know, this game's about getting better, you know, each week. And, you know, because you don't stay the same in this game. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So I think, you know, they'll look at it. The big eye in the sky don't lie. They'll see it. They'll know the things we can get better at. You know, and it's a team effort. You know, there was, never do these things go perfectly. At least none of them I've been involved in. You know, there'll be areas that we need to improve at, and, you know, some things we did good we need to continue to do well. That's all part of coaching.
The offensive line had protected pretty well the previous few games, I think 7 sacks mm-hmm. yesterday. Mm-hmm. How much of that was protection schemes? Was there camera, you know, or what the Dolphins were doing?
That's a tough question, and I'll give you kind of a patent answer, but, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in the passing game. You know, the quarterback, the center, the protection call, the formation, the snap count. We had one of those that was interesting. So there's a lot of moving parts, and, you know, everybody's got their hand in it. It's not just the O-line. There's backs that are involved in protection. There's tight ends involved in protection. You know, there's the quarterback delivering the ball on time. So that's an area that we have to improve at.
So why the setback? I mean, are there any reasons?
I don't look at it as a setback because we won. I would like yesterday's game way better than I liked 2 weeks ago's game.
You had all 7, though. You were in a 3-wide set. Is that a concern, given that seems what Tim likes to do best?
Well, I think, you know, really, at the end, you know, it's – why do you run the ball? Why do you run play action? Why is third down so hard? It's because the defense has a pretty good idea what you're doing. And we weren't as efficient on third down as we've been the whole season. You know, we could say that's Tim's fault, but we won't. It's area that we have to get in, you know, improve at. You know, again, as I said, we're learning the team. We had no idea how Miami would play defense against Tim Tebow, you know, until we started the game. So a lot of there's a lot of adjusting, a lot of learning, you know, when you make the change there and you're involved in a young quarterback.
Is Tim the starter from here on in till further notice sort of thing, or is it still a sort of a week-to-week sort of thing?
You know, I can't predict the future, so he's a starter right now.
One of the ways they played defense, it looked like, not all the time, but often, they would rush four and keep a fifth sort of on the periphery in a contained mode or a spy mode, whatever you want to call it. Is that something that if teams adopt as a strategy that you can take advantage of?
Well, I think it's something that was one of the things we kind of anticipated. primarily, they would play more of what we call a two-man coverage and rush three, and Jason Taylor was the spy, and that typically is what they call it. But we got a variety of things. We had safety blitzes. We had max blitzes, you know, zero blitzes we call them. So, you know, it's going to vary week to week, you know, kind of who they are and who we are. So those are some of the things that were utilized yesterday.
You've seen Tebow do this now, come back late in the game and have been, you know, finish stronger, play strong. But was there anything that he did yesterday that surprised you?
No, I mean, you know, you get surprised a lot as a coach, but nothing out of the ordinary, no.
You're not supposed to admit that, right?
It's the truth.
I know you talked a little bit about the secondary, but can you go talk a little bit more about the decision to go to Quentin Carter, what he's shown, maybe what he didn't show that you liked inserting him in
there? Well, it's not an indictment on Raheem Moore. They're both young players. They're both draft picks. We like them very much. Otherwise, we wouldn't have drafted them. We're just trying to find the right combination. You know, sometimes it's a week-to-week thing. You know, everybody has different strengths, different weaknesses. You know, so it's more or less just trying something new.
What do you like about Carter?
You know, he's big, he's physical, he really loves football. You know, he's a tough competitor. So, you know, he's still very early on in his development. But, you know, those are some things that have caught my eye.
You talk about I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Will Hyde, I think he had 11 tackles or something like that. I guess it's good he had that many tackles or bad, considering that he's a...
You know, I saw an improvement in his play. You know, again, you're looking for improvement and guys that, you know, willing to pay the price to improve. And again, he's a guy we don't know a whole lot about, you know, other than, you know, six games. So... like I've said many times, you know, we're kind of learning about our team.
You mentioned the safety blitzes that they ran. Those delayed blitzes that Jeremiah Bell runs, is that possible to read at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, it's possible, but it's a lot more possible when you practice it 25 times, you know, prior to the game.
But when he delays it like that, how do you read it? Is he not in that position when he's...
You just change up your protection, you know, who you put responsible for it. You know, the further off the line, the better, or more time, or further away from the protector's fight that guy is. So there's just a variety of ways, and we adapted to it and adjusted to it as the game went on, and, you know, it became less of a problem.
You talk about the play of Chris Cooper. How's he doing? How's he looking for you?
He's looking good. You know, like all of us, we're 2-4, and, you know, we won a game yesterday, so we all look better.
You decided to deactivate Brady Quinn. Was that just a numbers game?
Yeah, you know, again, every week kind of varies. We hadn't done that this year yet. Partly yesterday was due to numbers at receiver, and we just felt it was a better matchup on that particular day. Again, we'll vary that as we move forward.
Players have said that Tebow gives this offense a spark and it just takes it to a different level, so to speak. What do you notice with Tebow in the game and being the quarterback and him not being there?
Well, you know, I mentioned before, he's got a different skill set than some of our other quarterbacks, different than some quarterbacks in the league. You know, he's got great intangibles. I mean, he does have leadership ability, which I think is important at that position. You know, I think the players would probably be better served to answer that as it relates to them. But, you know, he is a tremendous competitor, and he's got great work ethic, and, you know, he's developing as an NFL quarterback.
Can you feel the difference with him in there as opposed to when Orton was in?
Yeah, again, I can't compare about feelings. You know, I just look at results, and I like the results yesterday.
On the long pass up the left side where the ball is on the sideline and Demaryius is maybe 15 yards in, are you willing to say whose misread that is, or is that a miscommunication between the two?
You're going to have to do it. I mean, I'm not visualizing the play. I don't want to answer.
Tim throws a deep ball up the left sideline. Yeah. It basically lands on the sideline. Demaryius is well inside the sideline. He hasn't broken it out.
Well, that was a route. It was cover two. I'm not going to get into the exact language of the play, but, you know, it might have been a better place to go with the ball, and then the ball we threw was not is exactly where he wanted it to be. But that happens in every NFL game.
I think Demaryius handled his first. It's been a long time since he's been in a game and probably really been hit, had pads on, and that kind of stuff.
I thought he did well. You know, I mean, probably played, you know, more plays than we really wanted him to play. I think, you know, he'll just get better every week. You know, this is his first week back in many games. You know, but I thought he did well. He made that great catch and, you know, in a big spot. He had the one drop. But I know he'll get better, and you know, you haven't seen his best yet.
I know we don't know any more about Willis right now, but should something happen, Noshon apparently would step in. What have you seen from him? I mean, obviously he was the starter to start the year, and then kind of lost the job. Since he lost the job and has kind of been more a complimentary role, have you seen him react to that demotion? And
well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, he did have an injury that did hold him out. You know, he's been recovering from that. He's recovered enough to play. You know, I don't know if he's 100% yet, but you know, I thought he stepped in and did a tremendous job yesterday, both he and Lance Ball, in particularly in protection because we were in a pass mode at that point. But when he did run the ball, he slammed it in there good. And you know, as I've said all along, competition, you know, I think makes players better. And I've liked the way his demeanor and how he's handled it.
Are you able to speak a little bit about Tebow's confidence? I mean, you have a long period of the game that he was struggling for him to still stay in tune, especially a young player, just about his confidence and how it went through the game.
Well, I think, you know, he handled it very well. You know, I think he handled all the stuff leading up to the game very well. I think he handled, you know, during the game. Otherwise, I don't believe he could have come back and done what he did. I think that's right. But I think, you know, so I thought pretty well, actually. And, you know, I think that'll just get better, you know, as he develops more confidence in the offense, more confidence in his teammates, you know, more confidence in what the opponent's doing. And like everything, I mean, the more you do it, the better you get, you'd like to think. And I think he'll just continue to improve and develop.
The overtime coin flip seems so arbitrary and sort of silly. In fact, it's changed in playoffs. What's your coin flip strategy? How is that done?
Well, if we told you that, we'd have to kill you.
is it something you decide, or is it really the player that just sort of calls it?
No, we actually give them instructions, believe it or not. You know, if you win or you don't win.
Come on. They can beat.
So they're told heads or tails.
Yeah, no. They make that call.
They
make that call. Well, I thought you meant as far as whether you defer or take it.
No.
Now you know what I deal with every day.
All right, thanks, Coach.